Welcome to Great Minds. It's an SBS podcast that introduces different mindfulness and meditation styles from different parts of the earth. Whether you're a beginner or someone who's been meditating for a while, these meditations are for everyone. I'm Leah Vandenberg. We're taking a look now at the mindfulness practice of Wayapa Wurruk, which means connect to the earth. It's based in First Nations knowledge and the concept of taking care of country. Before we start, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land I'm on and pay my respects to the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation and their elders past and present. I also acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands you're listening from. Wayapa Wurruk was founded by Gunai Kurnai man and Mara descendant Jamie Marlu Thomas and his partner Sarah Jones. The aim is to change how we think about wellness, because no matter how many gym sessions we do, or steps we take, or vegetables we eat, we can't be well if the earth is sick. The practice was co-created in consultation with Jamie's elders and community, and is aimed at helping people reconnect to earth, spirit, and their true self. We'll be focusing on some earth mindfulness in this episode, with Jamie as our guide.
Womanindi, everybody. My name is Jamie Thomas. I'm a proud Gunai Kurnai man from Far East Gippsland, Victoria, Australia. Today, I want to share with you a journey. A journey of connectivity. A journey that ancient peoples, my peoples of this land, and all ancient peoples around the world understood. We're going to do a visualization meditation connecting to the 14 elements of Wayapa. Let's focus and connect to the event or the energy that is the creator. Ancient peoples and ancient cultures had an understanding of a concept of a creator. They had an understanding that all living things come from an event or from a God that created all that we have. From the stars, the creator, give us that energy. All the water and all the soil under our feet. In Wayapa, we focus on love, gratitude and respect of the creator and the creator energy. What does the creator mean to you? How do you describe and connect? How do you give love, respect and gratitude to all that we have? I want you to focus on the sun, the center of our universe, the giver of life, the giver of light. I want you to spend some time watching the sun, sitting in the sun, soaking up that vitamin D from its rays. It could be the first light of that sunrise in the morning, waking up and watching it pop up on our horizon. Be mindful as you spend your day doing what you do, living your life, looking into the sky, watching the sun move across our skyline. You could be sitting on a beach watching the sunset. Be aware, have gratitude for all that the sun does for all living things. I want you to connect into the moon. Understanding the moon cycles. Understanding how ancient peoples honored the sun and the moon, the stories that they had. connecting into that moon cycle, that 27-28 day cycle from that new moon, time of manifesting, watching it wax up. Here in the southern hemisphere, that moon waxes on the left side. For our friends in the northern hemisphere, you'll see it waxing from the right hand side as it crescents up to a beautiful, big, powerful full moon. As we connect into that knowledge of how the moon affects all the tides on the planet, but can also affect the water in our body. How that affects us psychologically and physiologically. How that full moon wanes down to start that new moon cycle again. So take some time to go out there and connect into the moon, whether it be at the day or during the night. You can see the moon at various times. Honoring Mother Earth, the land. Honoring the seas, the waters, and the landscapes. The mountains and the valleys. Honoring how for billions of years, Mother Earth has evolved and changed to shifting tectonic plates, the volcanic activity beneath her surface that have pushed up very gently or pushed up very vigorously, creating the landscapes around us. But for 4.5 billion years, Mother Earth has moved and shifted and changed. I want you to look into the sky, honoring the storms, the lightning. The lightning is playing a very important part of Mother Earth. It is one of her tools. The inner cloud lightning lights up the sky. The cloud to cloud lightning that we call chain lightning, it actually splits the nitrogen in the air. The splitting of that nitrogen creates a sound that we call thunder. Creates nitrate for all plants on the planet. Mother Earth uses lightning from cloud to ground to charge up the minerals, but also to start fires. Fire is a very important part of Mother Earth's cycles. Ancient people, ancient cultures understood this. They learnt to use fire for cooking, for warmth, for their own ceremonies. But they learnt to actually burn Mother Earth gently and respectfully, because all living things have adapted to need fire. Would you to focus on the rain? The process of water evaporating from the surface of the earth up through the trees, creating those clouds and falling from the sky. Did you know that the rain that we have is ancient rain? It is ancient water. It is 3.5 billion years old. It is ancestral water. We are drinking the water of our ancestors. So it's necessary for us to respect that water, because it becomes our rain. I want you to feel the breeze pick up. Feel that wind move those rain clouds away, off into the distance, creating a beautiful blue sky again. Feel that wind on your skin as it dries out the rain. It could be a gentle breeze to big gusts of wind. Now that wind is so important as another tool of Mother Earth, blowing those pollen and nutrients from the soil across from one place to another, sometimes across oceans to fertilize different parts of Mother Earth. Want you to visualize that wind grabbing a seed from a tree, from a pod, and blowing it across the landscape and falling into the earth. How everything that we've just spoken about, the wind, the rain, the lightning, that land, that moon and that sun, has created an environment for that tree to grow. I want you to embody and become that tree. Become that seed pushing up through the surface of the earth, letting your roots, your feet, plant deeply into the soil. How you need that sun for photosynthesis, for energy. How you need that moon's energy to pull you up out of the ground on that waxing moon, pull your roots down into the ground on that waning moon. That landscape that you are connected to, the earth. How that lightning has given you that nitrate to grow. That rain has given you water. And that wind is continuing to blow your seeds from where you are to other places. I want you to focus on an animal that lives in that tree. It could be a bird in a nest, or it could be an insect in a cocoon. As it is born, it spreads its wings and flies high into the air. I want you to become that air animal. I want you to look down on that landscape from a bigger perspective, a bigger picture. How much more you can see. Off to the west, off to the east, flying high on the currents of that wind. I want you to bring your attention down to the land. What can you see? What land animals are around you? Are you here in Australia? You might see a kangaroo. Or you could be in the forests of Europe, seeing a deer, or the plains of Africa, watching herds of elephants move across the landscape. One thing that can be learnt from observing animals is that well-being is something that they have mastered. They know when to rest, they know when to sleep, they know how to not use too much of their food sources or water sources. They are at one and connected with their environment. I want you to think about a water animal. What water sources are out there? Rivers, lakes, streams, oceans. Now, in each body of water, there are living organisms, living creatures, water animals. They are indicators of the health and well-being of those water systems, which we as humans depend on. I want you to connect and think about our ancestors, the ancient people, the ancient cultures, and who we descend from, and how they, at one point in time, are still connected and living as hunters and gatherers from ancient spaces. How they respected and looked after the environment, took only what they needed, the knowledge systems that they had to do this, not just to survive, but to thrive. How can we, as modern day people, connect to our ancestors, those ancient ways of connectivity to look after Mother Earth? And then, of course, we can't have humanity without the next generation, the child and the children. They learn these ancient ways. It is our modern responsibility to teach our children Earth Connection, to teach our children to respect taking only what we need and living in a very mindful and respectful way, not just for today, but for generations to come. So as we connect into these elements, we embody them through our minds, our bodies, our spirits, but most importantly, to our actions of how we treat, respect, look after Mother, not just for ourselves, but for generations to come. Thanks for joining me today on this journey of Earth Connection. Have a great day, have a great night, have a great life. Thank you. Bonyubak warak, borak tak tak, merak nyambau. Borak tak tak, bonyubak borok.
That brings us to the end of this meditation. I hope you can take some of this calm into your day. Thank you for listening. You can read more about Wayapa Warak at sbs.com.au/greatminds. For more episodes, follow Great Minds in your favourite podcast app for more meditations like Yoga Nidra or Japanese forest bathing. Great Minds is a podcast by SBS. It's hosted by me, Leah Vandenberg, and produced by Max Gosford, Rachel Sibley, and Caroline Gates.